Now we can finally clear up the issues having to do with arrays. Imagine passing an array as an argument. It's the same reasoning that we just went through with structures. You don't want to pass an entire array by value. That would be very inefficient. Now with structs, you have a choice, of course. You can pass it by value if you like, or just pass an address to it. With arrays, you don't have a choice. You cannot pass an array by value. In other words, an array is not really a first-class object in C. Arrays are kind of special. What happens is when you pass an array as an argument to a function, automatically, instead, a pointer to the first element of that array is passed. So what that means is when you write your function, the parameter that is going to receive that pointer can be written as either a pointer or as an array with empty brackets. So for example, if I had a function to which I would pass a string, well, a string, of course, is an array of characters, and so a pointer to the first character is going to be passed. Well, then I could write the parameter for that function as either a char star or a char array. Either way, they mean the same thing when you use them in the context of a function parameter.